Dr. Wade Tse-Lung, he's a lecturer of the Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg. A very, very good morning to you, and thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners. I'm great. Thanks for asking.
So it's very clearly there's a demand for the world to catch up to what is already going on in the cyber world. We've moved to a digital economy, and we've done it fairly quickly. We're seeing South Africa trying to catch up with its legislation. Global, countries around the world are doing the same. Give us an overview as to where we're at right now.
Well, we actually have had some legislation which addresses cybercrime since 2002. Mm-hmm. However, that was considered to be pretty bad and outdated. I mean, it is 2021 now, and technology has advanced a lot. So this piece of legislation we've been waiting for this for quite some time now, and I'm so glad that the president has finally signed it. What it has done is it has updated the rules of it and said, look, there are different types of activity that should also be considered as cybercrime, which is really important, because if there's no definition of a certain activity as being cybercrime in our legislation, it means that we can't actually prosecute, or we can't actually go after these criminals or these what we call bad actors as a result of what they do. So typically what happens is, if someone does do something, for example, they download a movie, well, not so much, let's put it this way, they pirate a movie and they put it on the internet or so on, typically what the government does do, or when the police do catch them, they then go after them with an existing legislation that is used in traditional law. So maybe they'll say, okay, now it's a movie, so it's the Counterfeit Act instead. Whereas now with the if you commit fraud with a computer, for example phishing, so I send you an email, you click on the link, and I steal all your bank details. The legislation says, okay, fine, you and I think this is considered to be cybercrime. It sounds like cybercrime. Mm-hmm. I committed crime over the internet. And, nowadays with the Cybercrime Act, what we can do is we can say, well, this is considered an example of cybercrime. And so if I'm caught and I'm arrested, then, I can actually be punished for the proper form of this type of crime. The other thing is, it also gives police more power in order to investigate, to conduct actual investigations into cybercrime. And I suppose, as you mentioned earlier, one of the interesting things is it's given South Africa the ability to contact other law enforcement from other countries and conduct investigations a bit more effectively. So if a bad actor, let's say, commits cybercrime, but they happen to be based in some other country other than South Africa, before the Cybercrime Act, what happened is people would, the police would struggle, because they would now have to go through other communication means, other channels, in order to try and contact the police in the other country and say, look, we know there's a criminal there. How do we get hold of them?
It's so fascinating, because we really have moved away from territorial issues. In other words, we were relatively protected from a criminal sitting somewhere in the Ukraine, in a village in the Ukraine. Until now, there was very little that person could do to harm us. But now, with the world as it is, the world of technology as it is, that person is probably as much a threat to me financially, perhaps, as the person three blocks away might be.
Yes, it's due to the fact that we are all now more connected. You know, more and more of us, even especially with lockdown, more of us are connected to the internet. You know, the fiber rollout in the last few years, it's made it so easy for us to access everything and anything. And, you know, that connectivity comes at a cost. We are now open and exposed to people. And it's especially bad if we don't have any previous prior knowledge or training of how to behave on the internet. So, you know, you can imagine when you first got your email, it was all exciting and everything was wonderful and you just wanted to click on everything and anything.
Yeah. It's very true. Have the law enforcement agencies kept up with this?
Well, in my experience, I feel that we are trying, the law enforcement are trying, but I think what typically happens is if you now go to the local police station, I know the president signed the Cybercrime Act, but it doesn't mean things happen overnight. If you go to the police station now and you go, oh, help me, I was a victim of cybercrime, I don't think the police still know exactly how to do things. So it's going to take a while for us to transition properly and implement, and everyone knows what to do when someone is a victim of cybercrime. But I know that the Minister of Police has to set up a cybercrime center, so to speak, of sorts. Or I believe it's some government body has to. Someone in Parliament will have to be responsible for setting up a center where perhaps the police or anyone who is told, listen, I've been a victim of cybercrime, they can actually go to this central body and they will address or help you to investigate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to picture the scene of going to our local police station to report a cybercrime. I just can't imagine the process.
Yeah, but it, you know, we will get there eventually. Mm, it just will take a while. If you think about the ECT Act, which was signed in 2002, they actually talk about a cyber inspector. But, you know, they didn't get around to that. But now, so it's about, and if you think about Papier took a while. It was signed a while ago. And only in July we're going to see it being fully implemented. So the same thing with the Cybercrime Bill. I mean, Cybercrime Act. It's an act now. But the president also still has to announce when will it be fully enforceable.
Ah, so it's been signed, so therefore it's become an act, but we don't yet know when it goes into effect.
Yeah, very much like it will take a while.
But this should take less time, surely, because Papier requires people to change behavior to make sure that they are compliant. The Cyber Crimes Act, I would imagine, is simpler in the sense that it's about preventing crime, defrauding people, etc. Different to a Papier that is asking companies and individuals to comply with a new set of rules.
So with the Cybercrime Act, one of the biggest industries, I suppose, that gets impacted are people like the service providers, your internet service providers. They are now obliged to report any incidents of cybercrime that they are aware of, and I believe within the first 72 hours. And that also includes them being required to collect the evidence and have it ready so that when the police need to investigate, it's there and it's available. And so that becomes a bit of a problem because now that's telling all the internet service providers out there, listen, you also need to be trained and ready for this kind of, you have to be prepared and have this evidence.
So, in other words, it does. Okay. So I was being simplistic because actually it does create an onus of responsibility on the service providers.
Yes, that's correct. And that's just one thing. And as I mentioned, some minister is going to have to set up this central command. So the president might likely, and I'm not 100% sure, but he might likely say parts of the act will be enforceable now and then parts will be later because we need the time to get ready for so-and-so.